Screenplay commencing in 3, 2, 1.
That's right, we're talking about Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible and some of the other movies he's done crazy stunts in, but mostly Mission Impossible.
Yes, Mr. Cruise is right now coming up with crazy ideas for his next mission movie, whenever that comes out. And let's just recap some of the insanity he's already done.
Yeah, when you say crazy, we're talking crazy. Okay, so let's go with Mission Impossible 2, when he's in the knife fight at the end of the movie with that guy, and you see a blade like half an inch or less from his eye. And you thought, as I did, that was digital, but no.
Yeah, it's
a real knife.
It's a real knife right next to his eyeball.
Crazy. Also in that movie, the rock climbing he did, legit, he was actually doing it. Yeah, he had a couple safety cables they digitally removed, but still.
Yep, he almost got decapitated in
The Last Samurai movie. Yeah.
Which is like, what?
Yeah, Tom Cruise. What about Jack Reacher? Do you want to cover that one or?
Well, yeah, he does his, hopefully you know this when you watch Tom Cruise movies, he does his own stunts, that's what we're talking about, and he does his own driving, whether it's a car or it's a motorcycle. It's him doing the driving.
No CGI.
No CGI.
Oh, wow.
Through the streets.
Well, this is all Mission Impossible, really. So he actually holds his breath in Rogue Nation for, what, 3 minutes or so on film?
Yeah.
When he's doing that whole scene.
Yeah, they claim he can hold his breath for up to 6 minutes when they were shooting.
That's crazy.
I thought that whole scene was CGI.
Yep.
I didn't think they were actually in the water. But I thought it was all computer.
It's all one continuous shot that they actually shot, as well as him diving into that pool.
That's not
feet
fake.
Up.
Him jumping into that huge cylinder of water was real.
And hanging onto the side of a plane.
No. See, that one blew me away.
But he almost got blown away.
Yeah, he did that 8 times.
Yeah.
He flew up on the side, hanging on the side of an airplane.
To 5,000 feet.
What?
With only a little wire that they digitally removed, holding fast to the plane. But I'm like, no, thank you.
The first time I saw that movie in theaters, I had no idea that it was real. I thought it was all CGI in a green screen until I found out it was real and I had to go back to see the movie again just to witness, oh my gosh, what is he doing?
It's insane. What about the Halo jump he does in Fallout? But yeah, they said he did 100 or so jumps to film that scene.
And the very first actor ever to do a real Halo jump.
Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise. All right, let's talk about the biggest one so far.
The biggest of the bigs.
The Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, climbing on the side of the Burj Khalifa. He's actually 1,000 feet in the air, climbing on the side of the Burj Khalifa.
Yeah, the tallest, well, at the time, it was the tallest building in the world. I think it still is. I don't know.
Still 1,000 feet in the air. That's pretty tall. And just hanging by a wire doing what he's doing.
That's him.
It's insane.
His insurance company told him, no, Tom, you cannot do that. And what did he do?
He fired his insurance company and got another one. Oh, Tom, you crazy.
I can't wait to see what he does next.
I know, right?
Screenplay on AFN.